Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
It's 12:06 on News Radio 610 WIOD. Condo Craze and HOAs, as we say, in the house, presented by Glazer and Associates. I'm Jerry Hester, along with Eric Glazer, and some very special guests today. If you would like to call into the show, if you have any questions or issues with your condo association or your homeowners association, feel free. 1-866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. Star 610 for AT&T wireless customers, or you can email us at condocraze@wiod.com, and we'll get your question right here in the studio. So, Eric, week three, we had a lot of fun last week, very enlightening with Representative Julio Rubino.
Absolutely. What a great guest he turned out to be. First of all, I certainly have to thank him for appearing by telephone, notwithstanding the fact that he was home with the flu.
I think he still gave it to me over the phone. It got to be about Wednesday, and I had a fever for 3 days.
It must have been a vicious flu.
It must have been, because it came right through the phone lines. thank you, Representative Rubino, for the day off I took this week.
Well, let me tell you, he certainly had his finger on all the issues facing associations today, and he had some really good ideas about how to fix the foreclosure crisis. And I got to tell you, whether or not you agree with the guy or not, the truth is we're hearing very little or nothing today from any other Florida politicians about how to help the thousands of associations that are in dire financial consequences. You know, at least he spoke about changing the law to make banks more accountable for past-due assessments, making the law more friendly to investors who want to buy units in bulk. You know, he was doing something. Here's a guy who is at least thinking about the issues and try to do something about them. And that's a lot more than I'm hearing from anybody else out there, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, right. I mean, the phones were just lit up. You know, we had calls stacked all day. I don't know how many people were trying to get through, but couldn't because all the lines were busy. So what's in store for us today?
Today is a good show. We're going to be talking about your community association management company issues. And to help us with the topic, we have with us today in the studio Paul Kaplan and Robert White from KW Property Management, located in Miami. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Morning. Thank you.
How are you both? Neither one of you was sick with the flu, I take it.
We were sick yesterday from the Canes game.
Oh, yeah, I think everybody was a little sick. Yeah, yes. You know, honestly, I never do this, but I turned it off. I did. I turned it off and watched a movie. I just couldn't. I couldn't watch it anymore.
I thought we were coming back, but those two dropped passes.
Yeah, it was just so muddy. And so, you know, yeah, actually, if you're going to play a team like Virginia Tech, guys, if you're listening, go on the trip. Show up.
Catch the ball.
Catch the ball. Well, the ball might have been slippery. I mean, right. You know, a couple of problems. But anyway.
You know what? At the end of the day, if you told us they were going to be 2-1 after three games, we'd
exactly.
all be pretty
good. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's what everybody's saying. Even the guys on ESPN and all the analysts are saying the same thing. You know, said, you know, they're lucky to be 2-1 right now. So that's fine. It's a long season.
Okay. Go back Canes. To condo business here.
Oh, that's right. We're not on the sports station next door today, are we?
Gentlemen, all right, I was saying on the first show that management companies are perhaps the unhappiest of all the people that either live, work, develop, or own in a condo or HOA at this time, because they're kind of the middle guy. They're hearing the complaints from everybody about the terrible financial mess that the associations are in. Do you guys agree that that's what you're finding?
Yeah, I mean, as a management company, we hear complaints about everything. You know, it's kind of funny. Paul and I joke we were from public accounting for a long time, and when we got into this business, one of the board members, when we first started, it was probably 2 months into it, one of the board members emailed us that the pH level in the pool was off a little bit, and this was making their skin itchy. And I remember I called up Paul, and I said, Paul, what did we get ourselves into? the topics are obviously all over the place, and you're right. A lot of the topics nowadays have been about the financial position of these associations and the unit owners that aren't paying. But at the end of the day, our responsibility, I mean, we look at it as an opportunity to learn. Whatever somebody's complaining about within the association, there's probably other people that are thinking the same thing. So we put processes and internal controls in place to resolve the problems, not only in that community, but all the communities that we manage.
Well, tell us a little bit about what KW does. How long have each of you been in the business?
We started the business back in 2004. I've been very fortunate over the last 5.5 years. We currently manage about 32,000 units statewide. have about 420 employees. We have an office in the Naples area, in Tampa, and then our home office here in Miami.
Very impressive. Now, it seems like over the last couple of years, there's been so many little fly-by-night companies, management associations, that kind of like spring up everywhere. Some don't even have any licensed community association managers. But in 2008, the Florida legislature mandated that not only do the individual managers have to have license, but so does the management company. Tell us, certainly, does KW have a license, and do you only employ association managers who are licensed?
Yes, we do have a license, and it's obviously mandatory. Every one of our managers on every property is currently licensed, you know, with the state.
You know, Eric, I think the real issue there is licensing is not the real hurdle. Experience and expertise of managing the property is the real issue there.
Right, of course, like anything else.
Because the license is so easy to obtain for not only a management company, but for the managers themselves.
Right. Well, I can tell you, I certainly have as a law firm, but I'm wondering if you guys have ever run into any nightmare situations where you kind of take control of an association from a prior management company that really didn't know what they were doing, and you open up a Pandora's box of problems.
You know, that's happened to us on several occasions. We've taken over properties from even large management companies where delinquency reports don't reconcile to the balance sheet, where delinquency reports are pretty much wrong for a vast majority of the unit owners. We've taken over properties from that have been self-managed, that the individual monthly accounting for the association hasn't been done for months and sometimes even a year, and we've had to go in and rebuild the financial statements so that the board can properly manage the association. So we've seen a lot out there.
That's crazy, because there's even statutes that require, obviously, year-end financials to be prepared. And even with a management company in place, sometimes it simply doesn't happen.
You know, one of the things that worries us is we've taken over a few properties from a large management company that the associations were not even funding the reserves, and the board at the time believed that the reserves were being funded. They weren't being advised otherwise. So
needless to say, they need the money one day, and it's not there.
Exactly.
On the first show 2 weeks ago, I was discussing the fact that some association budgets are like small businesses, and their budgets exceed like over $1 million annually. How important is it to have personnel at the management company who has some accounting background so they can handle these types of affairs correctly?
We believe it's very important. I mean, both Paul and I are certified public accountants. We have four other certified public accountants within the business. Two of our other partners are also certified public accountants, and all of us are auditors. We've been involved in putting together financial statements, footnote disclosures for not only private companies but public companies as well.
Gotcha. Do you guys wind up getting accounts sometimes from the developer?
Yes, we do, quite a bit, actually. You know, with the market boom of 04 and 05, many management companies, you know, had easily 30 or 40% of their clientele could have been developer-based.
All right, so sometimes some of your work comes from developers, and sometimes the work comes from post-developer turnover.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, without pulling punches or holding back in any way, you know, I've sometimes found that developers, at least while they're in control of the association, kind of request the management company's assistance in helping them get away with the things that they're not supposed to be getting away with. For instance, funding certain accounts, making certain repairs to the property, you know, things of that nature. As a management company, how do you walk that fine line to make sure that you kind of keep your client happy, but that you make sure you also abide by, you know, what's required by the association documents and the statutes?
You know, you've got to look at yourself as a third-party, you know, independent group. We report to the board, whether it's a board that's controlled by the developer or a board that's controlled by the post-turnover group, which is the membership. It's important to stay completely independent and make those decisions, you know, in what's in the best interest of the property.
Right. How important is, you know, I guess it all boils down to you having integrity. How important is reputation and integrity in the management business?
Well, for us, it's the most important because, Eric, to be honest with you, we don't do a lot of advertising. Everything that we do is word of mouth, as well as we have licenses to protect, not only our CAM license, but our CPA license. So integrity for us and reputation is extremely important.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I think we feel the same way as a firm. Most of the clients that we get are by word of mouth and not necessarily advertising, although we do. You know, even after turnover, oftentimes boards, you know, post-turnover require or seek their assistance of the management company in helping them carry out their own board agenda, meaning sometimes they may seek to select certain laws or restrictions against certain people that live in the community or collect assessments more strongly against certain people than others. As a management company, how do you make sure that you don't get involved in the association politics that boards are so often accused of being in?
you know, there's a concept we call selective enforcement, and you've got to be very careful when making a decision that you're making the decision for the whole. If you have a 300-unit property and you decide to take a very hard stance as it relates to collections, which is obviously a very hot topic, you've got to enforce that policy for all.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you a personal story. A couple of years ago, you'd be surprised how sometimes management companies can actually get involved in the business of politics. I was representing a couple of individuals in a Hialeah condominium, and they were running for the board of directors, and of course they were trying to get the old regime out. And to make a long story short, we proved at arbitration that the board and the management company acted in concert to actually tamper with the election documents and actually throw the election. We went to arbitration, and the arbitrator ruled in favor of these four individuals and actually put them on the board. But then, of course, the condo statute being so screwed up, they were able to file an appeal to the circuit court so that they can keep staying on the board, you know, for another couple of months pending the decision of the circuit court judge. But thank God we had Ron Friedman as a judge, and Judge Friedman doesn't take that. So he removed them literally at the first hearing and kicked them out. So, again, sometimes this happens, and you'd be surprised at that association. We had car bombings. We had death threats submitted under the doors. So I'm telling you, sometimes these situations get completely out of hand.
You know, we have, when we see something like that, we sometimes recommend to the boards to bring in an ombudsman. And at the end of the day, it's controlled by the statutes. And I don't think us as a management company or any of our property managers want to lose their license and put it at risk for any one client.
Of course.
Guys, let's take a short break right now, and we'll come back, and we'll take some of your calls and talk lots more with Robert and Paul. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
At the law firm of Glazer & Associates, they know that when you became a member of your board, you didn't know just how difficult and time-consuming it would be. You learned quickly that your decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming. Let them help. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you are a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for legal services and want the opportunity to earn your business. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. That's 954-983-1112. Main office, Hollywood. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Twin Maine Lobsters, only $19.95. Hi, I'm Jack Studiali, and my family owns Tropical Acres Steakhouse. We're celebrating our 60th year with a great Monday through Friday special that'll be worth going out for. And it's good all evening, 4:30 till 10. It's our famous Twin Maine Lobsters for only $19.95. We're on Griffin Road, half a mile west of I-95. Go to tropicalacres.com. Enjoy 2 1-pound Maine lobsters for only $19.95. Come on over and let us thank you for 60 years in business.
There is a watchmaking standard that is revered around the world. That standard comes from Rolex. From clasp to bracelet to its unique watertight oyster case, a Rolex holds its value because it was intended to. Crafted from just three precious metals, platinum, steel, and gold, each defies the ordinary. Its steel, 904L, virtually indestructible and corrosion resistant, is incomparable. Its patented Everrose Gold, created in an exclusive foundry, will remain beautiful for life. Inside, a genuine Rolex movement is a product of superiority and remarkable testing. It is unrivaled. At Rolex, flawless standards create more than a watch. They create a value that was meant to endure. For a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, Bell Harbor Shops, Bell Harbor and Worth Avenue, Palm Beach.
In 1958, Elvis first appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. Did you know? In 1513, Ponce de Leon charted Key Biscayne on his first mission to the New World. Did you know? In 2006, Toyota's group global sales neared 9 million. Did you know? We do. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I know you didn't get blown away last hurricane season, but this season may be different. Just because your roof looks okay doesn't mean that it is. Call the area's most competent roofing company, Pioneer Roofing, and have it checked out. They're the roofing experts for residential, commercial, and industrial properties. Call 954-920-7688 right now, and if you mention my name, you're going to receive a free gift from their qualified inspector. Pioneer Roofing, 954-920-7688, or online, it's pioneerroofingcompany.com. Their family keeping your family dry for over 50 years.
Put your worries aside. We'll make you feel cool inside. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air.
You know that feeling when you walk inside from an absurdly hot summer day? On a day when it's so hot out that you sweat from the car to the house? Then you walk into a cool, crisp, air-conditioned home. Feel that sudden rush of cold air hit your face and wash right over you. Well, at Lindstrom Air Conditioning, we specialize in moments like that. We're air conditioning experts. And if your AC isn't keeping you cool, give us a call. We'll be right over, and we'll check it out for free with any repair. And if you need it, you can save right now with our excess inventory sale. Get over $3,500 off a new Trane air conditioning system. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. So call Lindstrom Air today, 800-928-9198, or go to lindstromair.com.
Get comfort today, or you don't pay. Lindstrom Air.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I know you didn't get blown away last hurricane season, but this season may be different. Just because your roof looks okay doesn't mean that it is. Call the area's most competent roofing company, Pioneer Roofing, and have it checked out. They're the roofing experts for residential, commercial, and industrial properties. Call 954-920-7688 right now, and if you mention my name, you're going to receive a free gift from their qualified inspector. Pioneer Roofing, 954-920-7688, or online, it's pioneerroofingcompany.com. Their family keeping your family dry for over 50 years.
/12:23 on News Radio 610 WIOD. Condo Craze and HOAs presented by Glazer and Associates. I'm Jerry Hester along with Eric Glazer and our very special guest in the studio today from KW Property Management, Paul Kaplan, Robert White. They're located in Coral Gables. And we've got calls just stacked up to the roof here. People really want to talk to us.
Let's go. Let's take the first
one. Let's talk to them. Let's talk to Dan. Dan, thank you so much for holding. You've been on there a long time, man.
No problem. Thanks for the show. And I guess I should say I'm completely blown away by the information that there's corruption in Hialeah. But on to the real issues. I got a friend, and it's a convoluted situation with the condo. It's a condo. They rented from an owner. The owner supposedly had lost the condo. And, of course, the Miami-Dade databases were conflicting. One said it was still in arbitration or, still not officially foreclosed. Another one had said it was sold for $8,000 on this, I guess, for taxes, back taxes. Turned out to be the condo association bought it, which I guess they own the building. I don't know. It's like I said. But then the condo association gave my friends 6 days to get out. Is that legal?
Well, once the condo association purchased it at the foreclosure sale, you can bet that that final judgment allows them to go in back into court and obtain what's called a writ of possession. And once that writ of possession is going to be served on your buddy is going to have to get out. So, yes.
So they were legally able to get them out in 3 days.
Yes. Well, what's going to happen? They're going to give it to the sheriff. The sheriff posts it on the door, and then the sheriff's going to give them 24 hours to get out. And if
okay, so there's no 30 days or anything like that?
No. Generally, it's 24 days from when the sheriff comes back and puts up that notice. And if you fail to vacate by then, the sheriff can actually come back with a truck and start clearing the place out.
Okay. So, well, they gave them actually like 7 days, and they moved into the building next door. You know, it's a building A, B, and C condo kind of situation. But, it turned out to be okay for them, but we were all thinking, no, they can't do this.
Well,
you know,
the real quickly. Interesting question is, why isn't the association running it back to him and keeping the rent from him at this time?
Well, they wanted to, but the woman in California owned the building. She was giving it to her $800. The condo association wanted $1,200. You know, it was one of those.
Gotcha.
You know, they're saying, no, that doesn't justify the market conditions. And, you know, they're like, well, we'll keep it empty. You know how that is. You know, they were made in the ground.
Dan, I hope we answered your question, and thanks for calling in.
You guys did, and thanks for the show.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks, Dan. Let's talk to Jeanette. Hi, Jeanette. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi.
Hi.
Do I have you guys on?
How are you, Jeanette?
We have you on, actually.
Hello?
What can we do for you?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. The question I'm asking is, I've been in a separation going into a divorce. Can you hear me?
Yes. We do.
Do you have Do you have your radio turned down?
I have my radio turned off.
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay. It seems like it keeps going to mute.
No, we hear you fine.
Okay. I didn't know that the association fees weren't being paid. And then I received a notice from an attorney for a specific amount. I had a cashier's check made for that specific amount, and I wrote a letter to the attorney, and I went to the courthouse and turned all the papers over to the courthouse with a copy of the check, and then I took it to the attorney's office that had filed a suit for the association. I requested from the board to be able to make up the rest of the payments in increments, and instead I got a letter saying that I owed more than what the lawsuit was for and additional fees, and no one on the board would talk to me.
Okay. Jeanette, generally speaking, a couple of things. When someone is actually given a notice that they owe the money, the board is required, there's actually a new case that came out a couple of months ago that says when a unit owner owes a sum certain and they even are willing to pay half of that amount or a portion of that amount, the association must now by law, it's actually always been the law, it's always been the statute, but the association must take even a partial payment. And I can tell you, regardless of what the actual statute says, any unit owner who's getting sued now for foreclosure, if you go to court, you plead your case to the judge and you say, hey, look, I need a couple of months to actually pay and come current, the judge will do it each and every time. Judges are not actually looking to throw people out of their house now. They're looking to come up with some creative solutions to keep them in. Thanks for the call, Jeanette.
Wait. I need just to ask you this. Hello?
Yes.
I paid what the attorney demanded. So out of what was $1,100, I ended up paying $5,000. Do I have any kind of case?
I tell you what you should do. It would depend if the case actually was in foreclosure, if an actual foreclosure complaint was filed. You can call me at the office, 954-983-1112, and I'd certainly be able to help you more, you know, when we have our own free time.
Okay. 954-983-1112. 3-1-1-1-2. And your name again was?
Eric Glazer.
Eric?
Glazer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeanette. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Let's go back to what we were talking about a few minutes earlier, and I'm seeing a rise in violence in condo associations. As a matter of fact, I was recently at a condo in Brickell Avenue, believe it or not, where there was a fight between an attorney who was a member of the association and the actual board that actually wound up to in a situation where the attorney wound up getting arrested for screaming and yelling at the board and kind of threatening them. I'm finding that more and more we're seeing police officers at all these condo meetings. Is that what you guys are finding?
You know, a couple months ago we had a similar situation on a property on Brickell as well, where about a week before a particular meeting, there were some anti-Semitic comments coming out or being distributed throughout the community, comments against minority groups, actual death threats. From that point forward, we actually had to have two off-duty policemen at every single meeting. The frustrations right now with the financial situations of a lot of these buildings is really causing people to act somewhat irrationally.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding more and more. I was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago in Hollandale where there was a guy sitting in the first row and minding his own business for about 4 or 5 hours. He looked like he was drunk or spaced out. 1:30 in the morning comes, the guy jumps out of his chair, runs over, tries to pick a fight with me, and I got to tell you, thank God the Hollandale Police Department was there, because if they weren't, probably would have gotten ugly.
You know, guys, I probably shouldn't say this on the air because it'll give away my brilliant idea, but why don't we televise this stuff? And it can be a combination of the extreme fighting and a reality show all in one.
There is no question that a condo reality show would be good.
We could make billions. I mean, seriously, we need to take a break for news, and we'll be right back to answer your questions. 1-866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. It's Condo Craze and HOAs, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Frankly, I didn't even know that Acorn was getting a whole lot of federal money. What I know is that what I saw on that video was certainly inappropriate.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't believe for a second that he didn't know. I just don't believe it.
I didn't even know that Acorn was getting a whole lot of federal.
How naive can you be?
Get your Sean on. Weeknights at 6.
This is bogus.
News Radio 610. WIOD.
Good afternoon. I'm Lauren Granato with our top local story. The deadline to make Miami's budget a done deal is fast approaching. Details coming up, but first, here's the latest from Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Lauren. 595 eastbound at Nob Hill Road. Two left lanes are blocked there because of an accident. That's 595 eastbound at Nob Hill Road. Two left lanes are blocked. Also, you're dealing with the MacArthur Causeway. One right lane is blocked there due to the Escape to Miami Triathlon. That should be winding down in just a little bit. And the Marlins-Mets at Landshark Stadium at 110, so Turnpike northbound and southbound. You might see a little bit more traffic. Next news update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Rain chances go down starting Tuesday, but today and tomorrow plan on a 40 to 50% chance for scattered showers and storms with highs near 90 and overnight lows near 78. I'm meteorologist Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
Right now it's 86 degrees in Lauderdale by the sea and 89 degrees in North Bay Village under partly cloudy skies. It's 1232. One major development in the battle to save jobs in Miami, bringing the city one step closer to getting the budget done in time for this week's deadline.
City Commissioner Mark Sarnoff and the city's police union reaching a verbal agreement to save 106 jobs. The agreement calls for concessions when it comes to unused vacation time. Members will no longer be able to cash in at the end of the year. That agreement paves the way to slightly bridge the multi-million-dollar shortfall facing the city's budget. But unfortunately, there are some sacrifices with the latest agreement.
April of this year, we had a rookie class just go through. And those rookies, all 23 of them, are still on the chopping block. And the shame of it is they never were sworn officers. I'm going to try and save them.
Sarnoff adds this agreement doesn't protect hundreds of civilian jobs still facing the axe. Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Iran says it has successfully test-fired short-range missiles during drills today by the elite Revolutionary Guard. The show of force comes just days after the U.S. and its allies condemned Tehran over a newly revealed underground nuclear facility that was being secretly constructed. President Obama is resuming his push to overhaul the healthcare system in a speech to the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual dinner. Obama said the country has been waiting for health reform since the days of President Theodore Roosevelt.
We will make it easier to identify healthcare disparities and work to close them. That's long overdue.
He told a largely black audience that there comes a time when the cup of endurance runs over and to remember the fierce urgency of right now. Social Security will pay out more in benefits than it collects in taxes the next 2 years. Millions of lost jobs and a spike in early retirement claims from laid-off seniors are driving it. But the deficits won't affect payments because Social Security has accumulated surpluses of $2.5 trillion. Tennessee authorities have arrested the mother of a woman who was babysitting a 5-year-old Florida girl when she disappeared several months ago. Authorities arrested Lisa Croslin, the mother of Misty Croslin, who police say was the last person to see Haley Cummings when she disappeared from a Putnam County mobile home in February. Next update at 1 o'clock. Condo Craze and HOAs is next. I'm Lauren Granato, News Radio 610 WIOD.
At the law firm of Glazer & Associates, they know that when you became a member of your board, you didn't know just how difficult and time-consuming it would be. You learned quickly that your decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming. Let them help. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you are a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for legal services and want the opportunity to earn your business. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. That's 954-983-1112. Main office, Hollywood. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Is today's tough economy preventing you and your family from seeing a dentist? Want to save up to 50% on costly dental fees? Go to DentalSave.com. Want a dental plan that costs just $7 a month? Go to DentalSave.com. Want a dental plan that offers a free initial examination? Go to DentalSave.com. DentalSave, formerly Southeast Dental Plan, is the country's oldest cooperative dental plan. With hundreds and hundreds of area dentists participating, there's probably one near you. You'll save up to 50% on all general dental care, plus specialty work like braces, bonding, bleaching, and more. There are no deductibles, and you're eligible the day you join. Go to DentalSave.com for a list of every participating dentist and the exact fees charged. Protect yourself and family for as little as $7 a month. Join DentalSave.com. Or call 1-800-850-8700. That's 1-800-850-8700.
Why can't we be friends? 12:37 on News Radio 610 WIOD. It's Condo Craze and HOAs presented by Glazer and Associates. I'm Jerry Hester along with Eric Glazer. And our very special guest today from KW Property Management, Paul Kaplan and Robert White. And it's been an interesting half hour so far, guys.
Absolutely.
And you guys took right to this radio thing. You'll be after my job before long.
You're like a natural.
We've got stacked up phone lines. Let's get right to that. We've got James on line one who's been patiently waiting. Hi, James. You're on with Condo Craze and HOAs.
Condo Craze, you got the right name for this program.
Buddy. Yeah, we thought so. And how about the theme song? You like that?
Yeah, that's something that needs to be played, like do the Pledge of Allegiance and then play that before this association meeting starts.
I won't be allowed home unless I give my wife credit for coming up with that name, Condo Craze and HOA. So it was her, not me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I need a therapist after dealing with condo association. My problem is I have a condo still. It's all on the chopping block in Deerfield, and the condo association has practiced discrimination against my tenants before. They pulled things like we'd send. I had a Cuban family that was in there. They were sponsored. They were legal. They were a very beautiful family, a mother, father, hard workers, and a son. And I have them screened by the real estate agent. Submitted their application in a timely manner with the $100 screening check. 3 weeks later, I call them saying, when are you going to do the screening? These people need to move in. Oh, we never received the application. So then they had to go redo the application, $100 thing. In the meantime, they cashed the first check. Then we get to the table, the person that was interviewing them, they mentioned that their grandfather, elderly handicapped grandfather, would once in a while be staying with them for a few days, periods of time. Oh, you have to redo the schedule, this thing. Well, this, that, and the other thing. They kept them out forever. And it took a while, and they finally got in. Well, now they left. And now the management company they have, this apartment is in Deerfield, Sequoia Gardens. The management company is all the way in Palm Beach County in Lake Worth, West Lake Worth. It's 30 miles. I timed it on a thing, 60 miles round trip. They refused to give me the screening paper so I could get tenants in there to get to my realtor. They said that I had to come in person with a signed lease and drive all the way there. And of course, I work the weekdays, and they're 9-to-5 operation. And I had to come there with the signed lease and to pick up the paperwork. They wouldn't send it to me in the mail. They wouldn't fax it, anything. And then I had to take it to the realtor, have them fill it out, and then the people have to take it in person and drop it off. And they're deliberately were trying to keep renters out.
All right, James, you raised a lot of issues there. Let's start with discrimination. You know, I don't think the show would be genuine if we took a position that discrimination simply doesn't happen in condos, it never happens, and just take a stance. Denying it, obviously, occasionally it does, just like it happens in the rental market, you know, or in the workforce. Sometimes those things do happen, and there's government agencies that are designed specifically to go after that conduct by associations, and oftentimes they do.
I talk to those agencies, and you get nowhere.
Well, then maybe you have to get your own attorney, or have the tenants get their own attorney and file their own lawsuit.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they've moved, and they bought their house, so they're happy. But my issue now is that because they did this, they started in December, and I stopped paying in May because I couldn't keep it up. It was $1,200 a month, and now I'm in pre-foreclosure. I tried to negotiate with the banks. They won't do anything. And then I got a letter from their condo association, and they had a lawyer send me for $2,000. They had a special assessment plus for, I guess it was 3 months thing, and they didn't send it to me certified mail. They sent a regular mail and charged me on the thing like they sent it certified mail. Well,
James, let me say this because we got to move along. We got to take other calls, but right. You know, generally speaking.
Is there anything I can do about that situation where they wouldn't send me the screening papers?
Well, let me say this. If your board of directors rejected your tenant, and they shouldn't have, you know, and they did it for discriminatory reasons, and as a result, you lost a tenant, and as a result, you wound up in foreclosure because you couldn't pay your mortgage, you may, in fact, have a case against the association for breach of contract.
Well, I didn't even get the screening papers. That's my main case. They refused to give them to me.
Well, those type of documents, you should be able to get those documents under 718-112 by way of a written request. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, James.
Thanks a lot, James.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Let's go back to something we were talking about just before the break. Let's switch it around a little bit and go from violence to friendliness, a complete 180. I was saying, I think it was during the first show, that I was perceiving that management is often the face of the community. You know, for example, when new tenants come in, when new owners come in, oftentimes their first meeting with the association is through the management company. How important is it sometimes to not only be, you know, professional and good with the books, but how important is it to be friendly, personable, friendly to the people that actually live at the association?
It's the absolute most important thing that we can do from an on-site perspective. That is the first impression that these people get. A lot of times in the future, these people become board members. We have full training for all of our staff, not only the property managers, but the administrative assistants, the front desk people. We have training so that not only do they know what to say and how to greet people and those types of things, but also that they have the ability to go into the system, look up certain information, and hopefully solve some issues that they might have to release the frustration that the unit owner, board member, whoever it may be, is feeling.
Yeah, sure. I can tell you, even when I go to a community for the first time, if a community association manager comes out and greets me in a warm, friendly way, just gives you a good, friendly feeling about the community as a whole, right off the bat.
It's almost like being around here in a big business. You have to be nice to everyone because you don't know who's going to be your boss tomorrow.
You're not kidding.
Seriously, it's the same thing out there in the world, you know.
That is certainly true in the condo sense.
And you know what's unfortunate about it, Eric? It gets back to the very first question that you asked us today. A lot of the times that the people that are coming into the office or coming to see the management company, the on-site staff, they have an issue or a problem, and there's a level of frustration already built. So sometimes these people are almost like they're psychiatrists or something, right, sitting there listening to the problems and then having to deal with it. So,
sure.
Let's take another call before the break. We've got Carmen. Hi, Carmen. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi.
Hi.
I have the radio off, okay?
Okay.
Right. Now, my problem is this. It doesn't have anything to do with rental or whatever. However, last November, I applied for a reverse mortgage, and I own my place in full. I don't have any mortgage to pay anything else. I went through the, the appraisal of the mortgage of my building, which at that time was much higher than lately because of the economy. But there was a glitch, and that was that, you know, the bylaws had a 99 years lease on the club that was not cleared. And the condominium said, the board said, yes, it's clear. Anyway, they finally cleared it July, which by that time I lost my appraisal was already expired because it's good only for 6 months. So the mortgage I went through, the reverse mortgage company went through, they did another appraisal, which was about $70,000 less. But nevertheless, everything went fine until they did go through the mortgage company the finance company. And they say that I cannot have a reverse mortgage because our condominium, our association, we don't have a master flood insurance. I paid for the past 10 or 12 years, I've been paying, flood insurance on my building, which is one of five townhouses, you know, and even if I don't need it, even if I, you know, because I own it in full, and everyone else has their own you know, a flood insurance beside the homeowner and the insurance that the board has for all the buildings. So I don't know what to do. I'm at loss. I'm already out of money from my you know, appraisal. The company that did redid again the mortgage for the second time, you know, is losing the $350 or more for the appraisal. And, you know, and I don't know where to go. I tried to call HUD.
Carmen, let me try to answer your question. You know, under the law, condominium unit owners are entitled to access to any records whatsoever, okay? So what I suggest that you do, actually with very few exceptions, but certainly these documents that you seek are certainly available for your inspection. So I would write a letter to your condo association, whether it's the board or the management company, do it by certified mail, return receipt requested. Tell them you not only want to see a copy of the budget showing that flood insurance is provided for in the budget, but you actually want documents showing it was paid for, and you actually want to see a copy of the policy, okay? And then perhaps you want to call me back, and we can discuss it personally instead of taking it, you know, this large of an issue on the end.
Let me say something. The condominium, the board, I already asked them, and they said, no, they don't have a master flood insurance because we have it individually. They already answered to me.
It would be required unless they were exempt and they're not required to have flood insurance. Again, that's a situation that I'd have to find out on my own with your association.
Okay, so let me put it this way. If I can you give me your phone number? And if I can, I can go through any other company, any other mortgage, you know, for the reverse mortgage.
Sure.
You could help me on that.
954-983-1112.
1112. Any hour in the 9 to 5?
That's correct. Okay,
okay,
during the week.
9-5. Okay.
Thank you, Carmen.
And your name, sir?
Eric Glazer.
Glazer?
Yeah, Eric Glazer. Thank you for calling,
Thank
Carmen.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks a lot, Carmen. Thanks for calling. We need to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up for another week on Condo Craze and HOAs. We will get to your calls. Marcia, Francisco, please be patient. We'll be right back. News Radio 610 WIOD.
At the law firm of Glazer & Associates, they know that when you became a member of your board, you didn't know just how difficult and time-consuming it would be. You learned quickly that your decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming. Let them help. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you are a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for legal services and want the opportunity to earn your business. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. That's 954-983-1112. Main office, Hollywood. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
That sound usually precedes one of the most common accidents that occurs while driving. Sideswiping a vehicle you never saw. But how do you avoid hitting a car you can't see? You let your car see for you. Blind Spot Assist is just one of the revolutionary advances engineered in the all-new 2010 E-Class from Mercedes-Benz. If it detects a car entering the vehicle's blind spot, a warning symbol appears in your side view mirror. Introducing the 2010 E-Class starting at $48,600. Available with over 130 channels of Sirius satellite radio. Visit your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details. Equipment described as optional. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. Optional 6-month Sirius satellite radio trial service included.
For a test drive, visit your local South Florida Mercedes-Benz dealer. Love what you drive. Or visit on the web at mbsouthflorida.com.
Hey, what's with all those yellow sticky notes stuck all over your sleeves?
Oh, these ones?
Yeah, those ones.
They're my Lexus Season to Change sales event talking points. I don't want to forget any important information.
What's that one say? LSCSVEN2? Oh, I get it. The Lexus Season to Change sales event ends November 2nd.
You got it. All these notes are just my clever mnemonic devices.
Ah, so what does 29APRFS...
Oh, 29APRFISL RACPOL MUANTU? That one's short for 2.9 APR financing and special lease rates on all certified pre-owned Lexus models until November 2nd.
I see. And what is KATE555-2140 short for?
I met someone. Try to be happy for me.
You...
I know.
The Lexus Season to Change sales event. There are four seasons, but only one season to change. Now through November 2nd. See your South Florida Lexus dealer or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Offer ends November 2nd, 2009. See your participating certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for details.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Put your worries aside. We'll make you feel cool inside. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air.
You know that feeling when you walk inside from an absurdly hot summer day? On a day when it's so hot out that you sweat from the car to the house? Then you walk into a cool, crisp, air-conditioned home. Feel that sudden rush of cold air hit your face and wash right over you. Well, at Lindstrom Air Conditioning, we specialize in moments like that. We're air conditioning experts. And if your AC isn't keeping you cool, give us a call. We'll be right over, and we'll check it out for free with any repair. And if you need it, you can save right now with our excess inventory sale. Get over $3,500 off a new Train air conditioning system. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. So call Lindstrom Air today at 800-928-9198 or go to LindstromAir.com.
Get comfort today, or you don't pay. Lindstrom Air.
Can't we all just get along? It's Condo Craze and HOAs, presented by Glazer & Associates. I'm Jerry Hester with Eric Glazer, and today joining us in studio from KW Property Management, Paul Kaplan and Robert White.
Guys, before we run out of time, I really want to hit on a delicate subject. Over the years, there's been management companies out there who have kind of branched out into other things besides the typical management responsibilities that we've been discussing today, like bookkeeping, and they branched out into, let's say, landscaping companies, plumbing companies, electrical companies, you know, contracting companies, things of that nature. And I can tell you in 2008, the legislature basically said, well, from now on, if you're going to do that, you better make sure you disclose it. But as a management company, how do you feel about branching into those other areas? Is it something management companies should be doing?
We believe no. I'll tell you an interesting story, Eric. Back in 2005, Robert and I actually owned a landscape company that operated in the Naples area. We owned it for about 13 months. Because of some of the hiccups that we ran into over that period of time, we decided to dispose of it. There's clearly independence issues. The manager themselves feel that because it's a sister company, they need to be treated with preferential treatment. From a cost standpoint, how can you operate a property and go out for bid on particular contracts, you know, knowing that the
bidding company is owned by the same company that's doing the management process.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, suppose they start screwing up. I would think part of the management company's job is to say, hey, guys, you're screwing up. Fix it. Make it right. But that would mean you're kind of yelling at yourself.
And you know, you can dovetail this same topic off into one of the things we feel strongly about is that our managers aren't taking kickbacks from vendors that aren't owned by us or owned by anybody. And we actually have documents in place for all of our managers that sign anti-kickback provisions. And we develop relationships with a lot of these vendors so that we know the owners so that they don't feel like they have to provide a kickback to any of our people to get the business. So, and I think that's also important in self-managed situations where you have a manager that's being overseen by a board and the board isn't necessarily into the details of what the manager is doing. There's potential for fraud there.
I think
it's something that they have to watch out for.
It goes back to the integrity that we were talking about earlier. Really important. Before we run out of time, I also want to discuss automatic renewal clauses in a lot of association management contracts. Got to tell you, I hate them. Is it something that you guys use?
We have a 60-day cancellation notice in all of our contracts. We feel like we're doing a good job, and we have to earn our keep every single day. If a board is not happy with us, we're not going to try to force ourselves in there via contractual obligations of the board to keep us there. So, and the other thing that's good about that is we've been taking over a lot of self-managed properties lately, and it allows the self-managed property to test us out and say, hey, here's 60 days. We can work with the management company, see if we like working in a management company environment. And if they don't, they can cancel us after 60 days, but it allows us to get in there. It's a nice selling tool that we use for self-managed properties.
That's great. How important is establishing a realistic expectation on behalf of the client? And I'll tell you why. Robert, I actually give you credit. I watched you a couple of weeks ago stand up in front of a very large association, a 300-unit condominium association, who is now post-turnover, and of course they're trying to save some money and certainly do management for a little less than what they were paying before. And they made it seem that they thought they can do the job with kind of like a part-time manager. And I watched you stand up and say, no, you know what, we're going to turn the job down because we don't think that you would be happy with a part-time manager, and we don't want to get ourselves in a situation where we're only going to disappoint you. So how important is it from the beginning to say, hey, listen, if you're not going to do what it takes to do the job right, don't hire us because we're simply not going to be able to meet your expectations?
You know, it's very important setting the expectations for all the contracts that we engage into. Now with the way financial crisis and all these condos, they're all trying to figure out ways to cut back, and a lot of them think they can manage with a part-time manager or no manager at all. And like you heard me say, we were the most expensive bid at that property, but I went on to explain why and all the reasons, and I think that the board came to that same conclusion because they hired us. So it's best to be honest and upfront with everybody about what the expectations are and how we're going to meet those expectations given the fee structure that we charge.
And I got to tell you, I watched you guys be honest with them, and then I watched you guys get hired because I think they realized that simply their expectations were going to be met. And with you guys, even though you were charging them a higher fee than with other companies that were saying that they could provide the service, but they simply knew they couldn't at that price. So, you know, respectfully, I think it does, in fact, pay to be honest and upfront. What about technology? Have you found a lot of the associations are creating their own websites?
Yeah, I mean, we have the ability for an association to create a website. Our websites allow the unit owners to log on and see the account, how much they owe, when their last check is cleared, all the detailed information of their account. It also allows them to log in after hours, and if they're walking home and they see a light burned out in the hallway, they can create a work order for the maintenance crew that, hey, the light's burned out, and it allows us good communication in after hours. And as well as all the normal stuff that websites have, being able to post the agendas and the meetings and the minutes and all that stuff, financial information. One of the callers earlier had mentioned renter screening forms. We can put those on there so that you can download them and you won't have people calling the radio shows saying that we refuse to give it to them.
Yeah, I think it's great because it takes away the I didn't know defense. You know, unit owners typically saying, I didn't know. Well, I didn't know there was a meeting. Well, if it's posted on the website, you knew or you should have known. But time to talk about next week and what we're going to be dealing with next week in terms of your annual condominium election, the dreaded election.
Dum-da-dum-dum.
It's that time of year.
Get the dum-da-dum-dum. I'll be here to do that, so don't
Thanks,
worry.
Thanks, Jerry. Well, it's that time of year. Normally they're taken care of in like January or February, and the mailings have to go out about 60 days in advance, so it's now time to start preparing. Our guest on the show is going to be Christy Phillips. From my office, she's going to walk us through the election process. She'll answer all your questions. So, guys, thank you very much for listening for another week. Really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun, and keep the calls coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Robert, Paul. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. Well, and we're going to take a short break, and we will be back next Sunday at noon with more Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.